Hello?
Hi, Jesse.
All working?
Everything's looking good.
All right,
All
cool.
right, let's get right down to this. Let's
Yeah.
start with your year of graduation and your major.
All right. I graduated in 2008. My major was music business and management, I think is what the major is. Or
The
maybe it's.
management track, right? Because that is what you track.
I believe so. I was more going the entrepreneurial way, so
Okay.
I can't. It's been a while.
It's all good. And how about your primary instrument?
Guitar.
Cool. So now we will cover your path later. Right now, I'd like you to tell us about your current job. What are you doing?
I'm a software engineer. I just concluded my time at Hotlook, which is a Nordstrom company or Nordstrom acquired brand, and I do front end. So I'm basically what's called a full stack engineer. So I do like the front end type coding, back end coding, and sort of like everything that goes along with that.
Front end is basically what the customers see. Back end is handling the database and all those processes, correct?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. The front end is the client, the what you see, what you interact with, you being the user or client or anything. And the back end is really, I describe it as the engines of the site. Sort of like the engines of a car, you know?
Sure.
When you log in and all that stuff that happens when you press send, is the back end. What's happening in the background.
Now, when you say you're programming, is this then the company's website that you work on, or is it other types of software?
Correct.
The website.
It's it's all web development. So it's at nordstromrack.com and hotlook.com.
Nordstrom, just
Rack.
rack, RACK.com. What's the other one you said?
Hotlook. It's a HAUTEL OOK.
Right, haute is French for high. It's like a haute
Yeah, I mean,
couture.
technically it's pronounced Oatlook, but they say Hotlook. I don't know. I think that's more for the people in this country that have to pronounce the H.
Gotcha. So, and you said that's where you are currently?
That's where I just concluded. I'm in a process of sort of a little staycation right now, but I have I'm interviewing with a bunch of different companies just because I was. Lots of things changed with the company that I was at, and a lot of cultural shifts, a lot of management stuff, bureaucracy, red tape, and being a senior engineer, there's a high demand, and I'm just ready for new challenges, and so now it's just a matter of going through the process of interviewing.
Yeah, there's certainly no shortage of demand for computer software engineers.
Yeah, no, I was it was something that I just fell into, and it really blew my mind when I realized how much it was needed, especially in web development alone.
So let's talk about that job. I know, of course, things change and you decide that you can do better. But when you were there, how long were you there for?
Just about 2 years.
2 years? And Nordstrom, they're a clothing company, right?
Yes.
Clothing. So,
Retail, e-commerce, type situation. Well, I was in the e-commerce side, but the Nordstrom company is the ones that that I worked for, that company.
gotcha. And you were a direct employee of them. You weren't working for like some contractor that then worked it.
Correct.
Okay. And
Nordstrom signed my checks.
no, that's totally legit.
Yep.
And could I ask, like, how many people were doing what you were doing?
That I worked that were in the I guess the engineering level there were about when I first started there were about 40 engineers, and then when I left there was about 20.
Shrinking.
Yeah, it was shrinking just because of a lot of different things, like either people were burnt out or looking for other opportunities, they're just kind of like ready for a change, and just man it's sort of the cycle. I mean, with web development or just software engineering in general, the turnover rate's pretty quick. I mean, 2 years is like usually pretty much the max for working somewhere. Because you work on a project, you deploy it, you maintain it, and then you know, then you're like, all right, well, I'm ready to do something different because I'm not going to just, you know, spin, you start spinning your wheels, essentially. You know, there's only so much you can do once it's been deployed and making money and all the features are built and et cetera, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they don't need as many people to maintain it as they do to get it built in the first place.
Correct, yeah.
So, well, good for you. Like, so obviously that initial, that job there, you decide, all right, time to go, and you know, you'll find something else, no worries. But I'm curious as to a couple things about that job. One is, were you working, let's say, a typical 40-hour week, or was this one of those full-time jobs that kept you much longer?
It was, I mean, it's a typical 40-hour week, but we, the, my day-to-days weren't like that. I mean, I definitely, jobs in the past, I put a lot more, there was a lot more time of my time used, but it was roughly 40 hours, but it turned out to be more of like a 30-hour week. And that was only because, you know, once you, it was like a 30-hour productive week, I'll say. Because other things are filled in with, like, meetings and, well, meetings, phone calls. But the actual, productivity of, like, you know, getting in the zone, writing some code, and getting some stuff done in that realm was about 30 hours. So, but this is your average 40-hour week.
Gotcha. Cool. And I see that sounded like it was sort of time to move on from that one, but in general, it sounds like you're enjoying your career. What do you like about being a web developer, software engineer?
I enjoy just the, I enjoy the problem solving end of it. You know, it's really mentally stimulating, and it's something that I can, you use, I never really actually understood this until I started getting into it, but like, with the correlation with being, you know, a musician and also a programmer, you know, you use a lot of abstractions and a lot of sort of abstract thought of like this, we had this idea and now we need to turn it into something tangible that people use, and figuring out those problems and working out the logic, the business logic, converting it to the code and just iterating through things is just really what drives me. And I'm also really addicted to learning new things. And in this industry, you're not going to do the same thing for 20 years. It's impossible. Everything's constantly changing and it's changing faster than ever. And it keeps you going, you know, it's fun for the most part. It's fun. Yeah.
No, that's a great answer. Okay. And right now, so you said you graduated in 2008. Were you done in the spring or finishing up summer or winter?
It was the spring.
Spring, cool.
I think that's what we had.
Yeah, so let's take it back then to the spring of 2008.
Okay.
All right, congratulations. You got your diploma. I'm guessing you didn't immediately say software engineer.
Not directly.
Yeah, okay, so I'm curious to hear, like, what was your situation, and then what was your, we'll do the full path that led you from there to where you are now.
Well, it started out, like, once I graduated, got the diploma, you know, I'm in this band, and that we had been together for about, like, 2 years.
And then band.
Correct, yeah. Yep. And it got to the point to where I was going, I had a internship set up to go to Universal Records in Nashville, and I went out there. And I got to Nashville, a couple months down the line, the band broke up, and, you know, I started thinking more about, obviously, my future, because it's real lifetime. And then I started doing, like, at Universal Records was, like, new media marketing kind of stuff, which is, like, handling new media type marketing. So, like, you know, MySpaces, social media, new ways of getting to people and getting that outreach, you know, through the digital streams.
By the way, do you mind me asking, was that a paid or an unpaid internship you were doing?
Unpaid.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was pretty hard to find a paid internship, especially around that time.
Right, right.
And most of the record companies don't like paying people, like, especially interns.
Hey, if you can get it for free, why pay, eh?
exactly. while I was there, I started doing, I was just like customizing MySpace pages and doing random things here and there, meeting some artists, and it was an interesting experience. But I started on the side. I started building websites for basically doing freelance web development. And I had just like you know I the moment you tell somebody that you can build websites, even the most basic thing, they're like, "Oh my gosh, I have a idea to build a website." And you're like, "Whoa, hold on, I'm not that great. I just started."
So is that just how you got your work? Just word of mouth talking to people and curious as to how
Yeah.
things, yeah.
I mean, that was actually the most lucrative way. It's just literally, I would just communicate with different people or go meet people, and I would say, they're like, "So what do you do?" I'm like, "Well, I do freelance web development. I'm doing this on the side and whatever." And it seemed that at that time, especially, there were a lot of small businesses that everybody's trying to do their own thing and they're trying to start up their own little company, but they need a website. So I started like getting starting my career and path in web development that way.
So it's self-employed. And hey, if you don't mind me sharing, sorry, if you don't mind sharing, what was, you mind sharing what your rate was in terms of?
I mean, that changed a lot. I mean, in the beginning, it was literally just like, I'm not sure. It was like a project thing. So like on my very first website, I think I charged like $300.
And how long did it take you to put it together?
Oh God, I don't know, like a week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that.
Okay.
This is because, it's like, I didn't know what to charge. Plus, I knew that there were certain aspects of it that I didn't know how to do it, but I knew that I could, with my skills of just how to learn, and how to take on new things. It's like, yeah, there's going to be a lot of nights where I'm like reading entire books before I figure out how to build this little photo gallery,
Right,
but
so
it was.
pure dollars per hour at the very beginning, it wasn't all that good, but you were learning a lot.
Right. But I knew that I could get to a certain point to where, it could progress into something more lucrative. Because I enjoyed the fact that I was sort of, even though I wasn't, making as much in the beginning, just an enjoyable experience. Like I loved learning new things. I loved that win of like figuring something out. You hit all these brick walls and you break through them eventually and you're just like, this is great. This is what I'd rather do, when it comes to working, as opposed to like going in and feeling like, why am I here? Or doing mundane tasks over and over. I would go insane. So
Sure. So let's take back your doing your internship. Was that a fixed amount of time, the internship, like a 3 or 6 month internship?
it was a 3 month. It was during the summer, essentially.
And you're starting to do the web development freelance.
And there's a lot of bumps in the road. I mean, like after the internship was over, I was living with my girlfriend at the time, and we kind of had to figure out what we're going to do, because we were living in Nashville for a second, and then we decided to go. I'm going to sort of like jump through this a little quicker, but we
That's
moved to
fine.
Oregon. That's where I'm from, is Tigard, Oregon. It's where I went to high school and stuff.
Okay.
I went there, lived with my mom for we her and I lived with my mom for about a month, and she was visiting her family, so we moved back to her hometown, which was Saratoga Springs, New York.
Okay.
And
And what do you do it for money at this point?
at this point, it was saving up here and there. Like I got like a couple little freelance jobs here and there, and then had like a little. Just a little lump of money, a little lump sum of money, and we're like, let's go back to New York. We lived at her dad's house for a year, and during that time, for what I'm doing for money is guitar lessons, trying to find some web development work, and I just because I need some extra money faster, I became a personal trainer.
Okay.
I literally just read the book. I'm like, I'll read the book, take the test, become certified, and I'll work at Gold's Gym, on the side, and then that'll be another way to make money. And one of the nice things though is that her brother at the time was a network. He's a network consultant, doing like infrastructure, servers, networking, things like that.
Computer networking, you mean?
Yes, correct. And I was like, I want to know how I can progress this faster. You know, so I started learning more of his trade, which is sort of the infrastructure side and the networking. And then, like I said, it's a little bit of a bumpy road, a little spotty. But I read this A-plus book, which is like for help desk support, you know, like fixing, you know, Windows laptops and desktops and stuff.
So by the way, it sounds like most of the learning for computers you were doing was just getting books and reading them, and I imagine
100%.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Everything is self-taught. I mean, like hands-on from what I could find or learn, books.
I was just asking because I've actually spoken with people who do stuff similar to what you're doing, but I'd say more recent, and they talk about taking these like online free courses to learn it. So it just...
Right. Well, yeah, that was, I mean, back when I was doing that, you know, there weren't as many. Like, there were some things I was taking I worked at Best Buy Geek Squad in Saratoga.
That's like the people who go out to people's houses when there's a problem, correct? The Geek Squad.
Essentially. They had that service, but I was always in the store doing the help desk stuff.
Gotcha.
So, like, people would come to me, and I would diagnose their computers and what have you.
When you were working for Geek Squad, I was never quite sure sort of what the pay was for that sort of work. Because you clearly had a lot of...
It was a little above minimum wage, so it was like $14.50 an hour, something like that.
Okay, so yeah, above minimum wage, but nothing spectacular.
I'm not sure if you got that. It's about 14, 15 hour, I think, at the time.
Yep. So I said, so nothing spectacular. Right. But...
And at that time, I was still trying to take on.
Uh-oh, hold on.
Correct.
Can you
hear me all right?
Okay.
We were breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, it was just breaking up for you too, but I think...
Hello?
I can hear you okay. Can you hear me? Ah, crap.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay, Jesse? No.
Still kind of doing a little bit.
All right. Let's see. Mine's saying internet connection problem. You know what? If it's okay with you, I think I'm going to hang up this call and just try calling you again right away. Did you hear that?
That's fine.
All right. So I'll call you back in like 10 seconds.
Sounds good.